Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You. I'm Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition and your host. I hope you're all having a great weekend so far and really appreciate your time to join us. Now, I'm welcoming back to the studio Dr. James Williams of the Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies. Dr. Williams and his practice are featured on the front cover of the October 2015 issue of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now, if you're just tuning in, please let me share Dr. Williams' background with you. He has more than 30 years of surgical experience, and he's considered a pioneer in endovascular surgery in Central Illinois. Nationally recognized as an innovator, he has given numerous national and international presentations and has provided training and proctoring for other physicians. Dr. Williams is board certified in three surgical specialties: cardiothoracic, vascular, and general. He is a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and member of the International Society of Endovascular Specialists. In addition, Dr. Williams is a member of several national and international professional associations and has authored articles and publications. He had been a principal investigator in six clinical trials for aortic endografting. And Dr. Williams is particularly proud of the fellowship training he developed for surgeons from around the country. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Williams.
Pleasure.
It is wonderful to have you here, and thank you, because I know your schedule's so busy. But also I wanted to say congratulations on your feature article in the October issue.
Thank you. It's been really well received.
Oh, my goodness, yes. We're getting a lot of wonderful comments. So let's kind of dive into that. And the neat thing is, if you haven't read the article yet, we're bringing Dr. Williams here to talk more depth about it. So you'll definitely want to pick it up and read it. Now, can you share with us your specialties, Dr. Williams, and also your location sites?
Sure. I have a specialty training in surgical diseases of the heart and lungs and blood vessels. Because of the facility that we are now operating, though, I have really focused on interventional and minimally invasive treatment of veins and arteries.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you serve several locations, too, not just Peoria.
That's right. We have outreach clinics in Princeton at Perry Memorial Hospital, at Illinois Valley Community Hospital in Peru, and in Streeter.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So for our listeners, and I know a lot of you are from those areas, if you need Dr. Williams' help, he is in your area. Now, your facility in Peoria is really state-of-the-art, and it's very comfortable. How do your patients react to the facility?
Well, I think the first thing that we observe is that they all just seem to take a big, deep breath and relax, because it's sort of a mini hospital. I'm not claiming that it is a hospital, but we do have an interventional room. We have a three-bed recovery bay, and we have a large waiting area where families can wait. And all of that is located in a very small area, so that I frequently and do visit all of the rooms in the facility just by taking a few steps. We mm-hmm. also have exam rooms down the hall, so it's not uncommon for us to see a patient and see that they need to have something done and just move them right into the facility and take care of them on the spot.
Mm-hmm. And really, in the way you have things laid out, what's really the importance of this? Is it more the, I guess, I don't want to say customer service, but for the patient service?
Well, sure. I think it makes people feel more at home and more confident, because I do circulate. I do cases, then I walk 2-3 steps and go into the recovery area and check on the patients that are there. Walk out and talk to the families. People see me moving around quite a bit, and they know that I'm there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do think that's really important. And I must tell you, when we went to do the photo shoot at Dr. Williams' office, I saw this man in action, and he does get around. And what's really nice is that I think it relieves a lot of the anxiety and frustration that could be on behalf of patients that sometimes happens, you know, when they come in for some kind of procedure.
Absolutely. A lot of the people that we take care of have issues with being able to walk because of pain or because of disability. And so typically at the hospital, they have to park in a big facility. Then they have to walk a half a mile to get to where they're going to go. Then they go to two or three different floors within the hospitals. The patients' families lots of times don't know where to go. We have big surface parking. You walk in. Everybody that you see are people that you've met before, and everything is just two, three, four steps away.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's great. And actually, too, getting into Dr. Williams's practice is very easy, too. I saw several people coming in and out in wheelchairs, and it was very easy for them to do and just to get around, period. And, you know, that makes a big difference.
It does.
You know, for people. Plus, you also offer goodies in your waiting room.
Yeah.
Which is very nice. And actually, I partook that day, so thank you. I didn't have breakfast, so I was happy to have that. Now, what are you able to accomplish in the facility?
Well, we're able to do low-risk procedures. We can't do everything in the facility. We can't do things that require general anesthesia. We do use local anesthesia and sort of a twilight sleep sedation. The procedures have to be low risk and straightforward. They can't require blood or transfusion or any risk of blood vessel rupture to a significant degree. So that limits us to certain small set of procedures within the abdomen. We do most of our work in the veins and arteries in the leg, in the thigh, and in the calf. And this is really the strength of the facility. We're able to use high tech imaging, ultrasound imaging, and fluoroscopy in the same group of people to be able to access blood vessels and to work on blood vessels that are particularly at risk in disease in limb loss situations. So I guess I would say that's our focus,
mm-hmm.
is to help people heal limbs and keep their limbs, because as I'm sure you realize, if you lose a limb, your life changes
totally
irrevocably.
Mm-hmm. I mean, emotionally too. It's
absolutely
not just the physical, but a lot of it is the emotional part.
That's
of
right.
It too. Let's jump to your article for a minute. Can you share with the readership what you were doing in the article based on the photos and things?
Sure. We are focusing on a patient who has obstructions in the arteries below the knee. And the article shows that the patient, how we get the patient ready. We start an intravenous so that we can administer sedation and give IV fluids. We then bring the patient into the interventional room, which is the predominant room within the facility where we have our flat panel X-ray equipment and ultrasound equipment. And we're able to use this equipment to visualize the blood vessels at the foot. Before, I would say as recently as a year ago, most of these procedures were done by approaching the arteries through the groin. We would access the common femoral artery.
Mm-hmm.
And go up to where the aorta divides within the abdomen and go down the other leg or vice versa. Now we're able to access arteries in the foot and just take a straight shot up the leg, which is safer and actually much more comfortable for patients.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a fairly new procedure then?
I would say that there are not a lot of people who are using it. It's gaining acceptance. There was an article this month in the Journal of Endovascular Therapy, as a matter of fact, that talked about access from the foot,
mm-hmm.
and the techniques that were used, the safety of the procedure, and how it seems to be much more successful in terms of crossing blood vessels which are obstructed below the knee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, at this point, we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come right back. We have Dr. James Williams of the Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies with us. And I'm Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. See you in a bit.
Dr. James Williams and his professional team at the Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies SC specializes in minimally invasive treatment of vascular disease, also providing standard surgical treatment options for vascular issues like arterial aneurysms, blood clots, carotid artery disease, peripheral arterial disease, PAD, and treatment of venous disorders of the legs. Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies offers easy-in, easy-out service advantages with admission, treatment, recovery, and discharge all in the same state-of-the-art facility, meaning less stress, no required fasting, and less expense for you and your insurance carrier for vascular intervention. Call 309-680-5000 for your appointment or visit cvendo.com. The Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies offers four convenient locations to serve you in Peoria, Peru, Princeton, and Streeter, Illinois. Call today, 309-680-5000.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria metro area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. And today, my special guest is Dr. James Williams of the Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies. And it might sound familiar, he is on the front cover of the October 2015 issue with a terrific story about what he's doing. And Dr. Williams, before we took our break, we were talking about the procedure that you were doing in the magazine. In the article, I should say, sure, about the foot and saving the limb. Let's talk a little bit more about your facility, which is really fabulous. Now, it's referred to as an OBL. Now, I know a lot of listeners might be thinking, what is OBL? You know, there's a lot of medical terminology and acronyms. It stands for Office-Based Lab. So could you explain what OBL is to
of
the
course.
Listeners?
Sure. It's an interventional room. By intervention, I mean it's an area where we can gain access to the arteries and veins of the lower extremity, and then using various imaging techniques, principally ultrasound and fluoroscopy, we're able to navigate those blood vessels and find and identify insufficiencies of veins or obstructions of arteries and navigate past them, and then use various techniques to open or to fix those problems. Mm-hmm. We use balloons, which open strictures or obstructions. We use a device called an atherectomy device, which is a little Pac-Man or Roto-Rooter, which cleans out plaque and actually removes that the diseased plaque from the body. Hmm. And then we are able to use stents or drug-eluting balloons to open up those areas that we've just worked on. So hopefully we get the best long-term result that we can. We basically take an obstructed or insufficient blood vessel and try to make it functional again through a very, very small access site, most of the time now for us, from mm-hmm. the foot.
Mm-hmm. Can you do any procedure in this office-based lab?
Oh, no. There are many things that we don't attempt to do. We would not do a stent graft of the aorta, for example, to treat aneurysm. Or we would not do a procedure that, in my view, would carry a risk that a blood vessel might close or might rupture. Or we can't do procedures where people cannot lay flat or where their overall medical condition just simply is not safe for them to have interventions in that circumstance. Mm-hmm. So we try to pick people who are going to be calm, whose medical conditions will allow them to lie comfortably for the time prescribed for this, and to do procedures where there's not a significant risk to blood loss.
Right, and then they have a recovery room too.
That's correct.
That they can go to.
We have a very nice state-of-the-art recovery bay that has excellent monitoring mm-hmm. Capabilities. We monitor heart rate and blood pressure and the oxygen saturation. That's the level of blood oxygen, arterial blood oxygen. And that's staffed by people who are used to taking care of people who in this particular setting who have had interventions or who have had conscious sedation mm-hmm. so that we're able to watch their breathing, watch their heart rate, watch their blood pressure. And when it's time, we are able then to get them up from the bed, walk them down the hall to the restroom, give them something to eat, and let them leave.
Mm-hmm. Which is what most people want to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I have to say that the staff at Dr. Williams's practice is just top-notch, too. They
Thank
are
you.
All very friendly. They're all very accommodating. I've been in some places where it is not like that. And I felt very welcomed, and I wasn't even a patient. So you can imagine, if you were a patient, how well you would feel. And also, too, if you're seeing the article or go online and look at the article, you will see that this OBL looks like an operating room, correct?
It does.
Dr. Williams, yes. So, I mean, it's not just a room like what you would think about, but it is, you know, has an operating table, you know, equipment, things like that. So you can do what you need.
That's right. It's a sterile environment. We use sterile packs. We use gowns and gloves. The room has all of the instrumentation that you would see in a cardiac cath lab, for example, all the wires, balloons, and stents that mm-hmm. we would conceive of using in that circumstance. On the day of procedures, where I would say virtually 100% of the time, it's not 100%, but it's 95% of the time, we have an industry representative there. Who has additional stock available with him should we need it. And so we and the people who work with us in the lab are people that I've really handpicked, that I've worked with repeatedly over the years, who come in. And so I have the advantage of being able to work with these people time and again, day mm-hmm. after day. And we really are a very seamless, functional team, I think, at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever in the vicinity, you will, I think, be amazed at how little we say to each other, because we all know what the other person's thinking or going to do. And
mm-hmm.
that's the advantage of having an experienced team
right.
that you work with all the time.
Right. And they're accountable, and they know how you work and what needs to be done. And that's a great thing to have.
And I think these people are motivated to take good care of patients. They take care of patients the way they would want their family to be taken care of.
Correct. Well, you know what? I'm going to share the remark that I shared with you before we came on air. But the day we were there for the photo shoot, there were some gentlemen there representing, did you say Medcor?
Medtronic.
Medtronic, thank you. I was close. Medtronic. And so I was in a room where there was a window, and I was able to see Dr. Williams doing the procedure. And, of course, my photographer was all gowned up and everything, taking photos, Daryl Wilson. And anyway, this gentleman was talking with me, and we were talking about the article and things. And he said to me, now, he lives up north, I believe. Is it Milwaukee?
Yes.
Yes. And
Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis, mm-hmm. St. Paul. Okay. Well, it starts with an M. See, I'm getting close, Dr. Williams, on these things. We just met in passing.
Right.
But anyway, he said to me that if he had a family member that needed the procedures that Dr. Williams offers, and he works with a lot of different physicians with what he does, he said, hands down, he would come to Peoria and come to Dr. Williams. And I'll tell you what, that is just a huge, huge compliment. So
I have to agree with you. I'm really, really very flattered that he would say that.
Yeah. And to me, who was just sitting there, you know, watching the procedure. So that was really nice. But I wanted to share that with all of you. Now, let's talk a little bit again about the procedure. Now, are your patients asleep?
No, they do not go to sleep per se. I think if you were to ask most of them, because of the effects of the sedation when we use it, they would remember very little of what went on, because the drugs tend to make people amnestic, or it makes them sort of lose memory of what goes on. However, they are, if I touch them, they're easily arousable. I need to know if I'm causing them pain or if they have questions. So they are awake. We do frequently talk to them during the procedure and assure them that things are going well. We have a secondary viewing screen on the X-ray equipment. Some people actually like to watch.
Oh.
So I point out, the other people will point out sort of where we're working and what we're doing. And
mm-hmm.
So, no, the patients are not asleep. They are sedated, most of them. And the way we gain access to the artery is by numbing the site where we go in using a local anesthetic called lidocaine, mm-hmm. which numbs up the area pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And then you can go in and do your thing.
That's correct.
Yeah. Do a lot of people have curiosity about what you're doing and ask questions?
Not as many as you might think. I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to watch, but on me or my family.
Yeah.
But there are a number of people who really do. I would say maybe as much as 20 or 30% want to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so to the extent that that's possible, we try to accommodate them.
Mm-hmm. Now, do your patients have to fast before they come in for a procedure?
Very good question. Over the years, we have found that in working in these areas that people don't need to fast because we don't typically use enough sedation that would cause a patient to lose control of their airway
mm-hmm.
or to become nauseated. And this is important from the standpoint of diabetics. It makes diabetics much easier to manage if they have a little food in their stomach
sure.
or orange juice or things like that. It makes the whole circumstance seem less stressful. Now, we don't advise that people eat a big breakfast or a big meal before they come in.
Right.
But certainly, they can have coffee. How many of you have just been miserable because you've had to fast since midnight the night before and maybe your procedure's not till late in the morning, and so you don't get to have coffee, you don't get to have any juice, it's just uncomfortable. Having mm-hmm. been there myself, I know.
Right.
So we've taken that away. We allow people to drink moderate amounts. We allow them to eat some, and we certainly, of course, if they're hungry, feed them afterwards.
Uh-huh. So now here's a very good question for you. How many procedures have you done?
Since we opened over 2 years ago, we are now, I believe, above 900.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite a large number, actually.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. So can you share a success story with us of a patient that you worked with? You don't have to share names to protect
sure,
the innocent.
Sure.
But
well, we're working on a gentleman doing a procedure tomorrow. Many of these people have already lost one limb. And we are trying very hard to help them keep their remaining limb because if you have at least one functional limb, you can stand with the walker, you can walk with the prosthesis, you can turn mm-hmm. over in bed and do things like that, which are very important to daily functionality. We're working on such a gentleman tomorrow and have been struggling for many months to keep blood vessels open to help him keep his remaining limb. And I think through a combination of procedures, some at the hospital, but many of them below the knee in the office, in those arteries, we are winning that particular circumstance.
Wonderful.
He's still got his leg and still able to use it. And even though the leg may be minus a toe or two or it has a dry ulcer on it, it's still a functional limb
mm-hmm.
and helps people to maintain their dignity and their ability to care for themselves.
Right.
If you lose your mobility, you lose a lot of your dignity in life.
And exactly.
So that's although we teach people that there comes a point in limb loss circumstances where it may be inevitable that we're going to lose the limb. At that point, life does go on,
mm-hmm.
and so we then shift our focus to the remaining limb or to the support of helping people to learn to live without a limb.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that's probably our biggest goal is to help people, elderly people, becoming younger and younger, it seems,
right.
help them keep functional extremities.
Right. Well, all ages, I'm sure, you've worked on.
Yes.
Dr. Williams, what would you like to say about your office-based lab?
We have tried to make a very patient and family-friendly environment so that people are not frightened, so that they leave having a good feeling about the experience that they've had in many times what is a critical situation for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I believe you have some final word of advice to share with the listeners, too.
Absolutely. Do not smoke. Smoking is the single biggest cause of limb loss and death in my practice, and it's never too late to quit smoking.
Okay, and you heard it from the lips of the expert, Dr. Williams. Dr. Williams, thank you for joining me this morning, and I know the listenership really enjoyed this too. Now, for more information or if you have questions, you can contact the Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies. Call 309-680-5000. Let me repeat that number for you. It's 309-680-5000, or you can visit their website at cvendo.com. And remember, their practice has locations in Peoria, Peru, Princeton, and Streeter, Illinois. And again, thank you to Dr. Williams, because he is so busy, it is wonderful to have him here. Mm-hmm. And especially since he is the feature story on the October 2015 issue of Healthy Cells. And speaking of that, be sure to pick up your copy at over one of our 800 locations in the greater Peoria metro area. And you can also read the magazine online and have it sent monthly to your email. Just go to healthycellsmagazine.com/Peoria and you can sign up there. And your email is protected. And be sure to visit and like us on Facebook too, because the article is also out there. So God bless you and be in your best health. Know we look forward to being with you again next Saturday.
Dr. James Williams and his professional team at the Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies SC specializes in minimally invasive treatment of vascular disease, also providing standard surgical treatment options for vascular issues like arterial aneurysms, blood clots, carotid artery disease, peripheral arterial disease, PAD, and treatment of venous disorders of the legs. Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies offers easy-in, easy-out service advantages with admission, treatment, recovery, and discharge all in the same state-of-the-art facility, meaning less stress, no required fasting, and less expense for you and your insurance carrier for vascular intervention. Call 309-680-5000 for your appointment or visit cvendo.com. The Cardiac, Thoracic, and Endovascular Therapies offers four convenient locations to serve you in Peoria, Peru, Princeton, and Streeter, Illinois. Call today, 309-680-5000.